Yes, it is Sunday morning, the final round of the LPGA US Open, and the 105.5 The Bridge news team is back here. I am with our sports guru, Racin' Ray Lewis. Another beautiful day.
Good morning, everybody. I'm looking forward to this, Critic. We had a chance to come out here on Wednesday. We were hoping and praying to be here on Sunday, and by miracle, we're actually here on Sunday.
It was our 105.5 The Bridge news team roving reporter, The Rascal, who came through with tickets for us. Not only tickets, but today we can get into the pavilion and have some food and beverages.
And some air conditioning, too.
Yes!
It's going to be a beautiful day, but it's going to be a warm one out here.
It is. We're out here early on Sunday morning, and we have four Americans in the running. Gina Kim, the amateur, who we were watching the other day. She is 2 under. She's a little bit back. We also have Jessica Korda, also Jay Marie
Green.
Thank you, Jay Marie Green, and Lexi Thompson. They are all in the run. Jay Marie and Lexi are only a stroke back going into the final round. They could win it.
They could.
We want the Americans to win the U.S. Open.
Yes, we do. Red, white, and blue.
Yes, we have moved into the Palmetto Pavilion. And Racin' Ray, we've got some nice accommodations in here.
And wonderful views, too. We've got the 17th green around us. We also have the tee for the 18th hole. And we've got the 16th behind us. And we've got a view of the lake.
Absolutely spectacular. I think we're going to camp out near the 14th hole for a little bit, Ray.
Yeah, I think we might do that. And I might even head over to the 11th as well. Check out some of the par 3 action.
But if you're watching at home, you may be able to see Racin' Ray because you have a great shirt on. Describe the shirt you were wearing.
Very loud pink and purple, but it's tasteful
loud. It is.
You know, I'm getting a lot of comments and a lot of odd looks, but it's a nice shirt.
From the time we've walked in, people have been stopping Racin' Ray. First of all, they're recognizing his voice from the radio, and then they're like, that is a cool shirt.
And I actually congratulated another fellow on the way in because his shirt looks a lot like mine with the color style.
So hopefully you'll see Racin' Ray on the TV coverage in his classic U.S. Open t-shirt.
This is going to be a fun time today, Critic.
And what nice people at the tournament. What is your name?
Kayla.
Kayla, and you recognize Racin' Ray Lewis's voice?
Yes, I do.
You're a big fan of The Bridge?
Love The Bridge.
And enjoying the tournament, too?
It's a great tournament.
Are you going to be coming to Party at the Point this Friday with us?
I work at Patriots Point.
Oh, okay, so you're right there.
Yeah.
Come and join us.
I will.
First beverage on Racin'.
Yes.
We have moved to the grandstand at the 14th hole. And Racin', I don't know the etiquette. We're in our phony golf voices right now. They're making their way to the green where we are. Can we talk right now?
Well, right now, but when they're actually going to start putting, you will see the flags come up and silence will be mandatory.
And then if they see us talking, they'll kick our asses out.
They will. Yes, they will. But I'll claim not to be with you.
We have moved over between the second and third hole. I don't know if we got Racin's cool psychedelic shirt on the camera for the TV coverage on 14, though. So you think, Racin, this is a better spot to be seen?
I think this is a better spot. We've got four holes completely around us, plus we've got tee-offs in every direction.
And there's a beer truck right here, too.
You couldn't ask for a better position.
Time for a beverage?
It's time for a beverage.
Well, Racin', we have walked the entire golf course today.
Yes, we've got our exercise in today. We have taken it in, and what a beautiful course, what beautiful weather, and honestly, what beautiful competitors, too.
Now, we are sneaking out early. We admit it. We've been here, though, for like 7 hours already.
Yeah, I think we got our golf fill on our Sunday.
But we did see all the leaders, so we watched everybody up into the fourth hole. We'll see how it turns out, and some fierce competition out there on the course.
A lot of the ladies are really close in score.
It has been a very memorable weekend.
Yes, sir. I recommend this to anybody. And, you know, anytime a major event like this comes into town, you need to take part of it if you haven't.
All right, now let's sneak out, find a bar with air conditioning, and watch the coverage on TV, which has been awesome.
Yes, come on.